What's up, Kissables? This is the Kissable Diva, and welcome to the Kissable Nights podcast, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships after dark. Remember to tune in every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and today's show is about guess who's coming home for dinner. So basically, this show is about bringing home your significant other to meet your family. Around this time of the year, a lot of families come together for Thanksgiving, you know, the holidays, Christmas, and this is the time that people are getting engaged, meeting their significant others, family, and things of that nature. So today we're talking about, you know, when is it time to bring somebody home? How do you know that that's the one to bring home to the family? So joining us on today's show, is Mr. Damon Roberts. Mr. Damon Roberts, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. It's no problem at all.
So could you introduce yourself to the people?
Yes, I can. My name is Damon Roberts. I am an elementary teacher. I've been teaching for the past 6 years. And I just recently moved to Florida with my girlfriend, Lurleen. And we are currently right now working on an establishing relationship.
Awesome.
So I'm glad to be a part of your show.
Thank you so much. Okay, so how long would you date a person before you even bring them home? I would say 3 to 6 months is a good judgment. 3 to 6 months. I hear you coughing over there. That's okay. But 3 to 6 months is a good judgment. I think it is a good judgment whether you're going to be serious with this person. Now, bringing them home is a big deal to me. Some people it's not. Some people, they bring home somebody every relationship. Right. But myself, I haven't brought anyone home except for my daughter's father and maybe one other gentleman after that. But other than that, my daughter is going on 11 now. So I haven't, before that, I haven't brought anyone home before that. So I take it serious. I feel like, you know, this is somebody potentially meeting my family. That means I'm serious about them. But what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, so you haven't brought anybody around your family in 11 years?
I wouldn't say in 11 years. There was a gentleman after her father. There was one gentleman after her father that she saw that I brought home, but I don't bring anyone around her. I'm not saying I'm not dating. I'm not saying I'm not seeing anyone.
I get it. It's your daughter. You want to?
Yeah, they don't.
Right. You got to make sure it's. I get it. You got to make sure it's the right person because it's your daughter, and you are involving that person in life, and she's a part of your life. She's been an integral part of your life, so you just don't want to, you know, bring somebody in and all of that. And, you know, it's just the whole perception of her at that age and everything too. I get it.
Yeah. So what do you think? You think 3 to 6 months is too short? You think it should be longer?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It took me about 34 years for me to bring, a female around my family.
34 years?
4 years. There's only been one And the only one who has been around my family is the one that I'm currently with now. And I'm just going to be honest with you. The first time I brought her around, I thought it was an okay time. And I think it was around 6 months or a little bit more. I gave her a little prep, you know, just because I felt like it was, I don't know if it was for us, honestly, I don't know if it was just that time where I felt like we were having a serious relationship, but I figured it was. We have been together long enough where a comfort level was established in order for me to feel comfortable enough to even, one, kind of speak about my family and our situation and how we interact and then to allow her to come in. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say allow her to come in, but, you know, to kind of like introduce her. And people say that, you know, first impressions last forever. Mm-hmm. And I think it did with her. So we had a little rocky period, but we got back, you know, okay, together. So it was just, I honestly think there were some situations that occurred where I think if it ever happened again, I would just be a little bit more mindful of. So I just think that when you say, you know, bring them around family, it's just a matter of one, who in your family you're talking about bringing them around, or who do you feel more comfortable with, and how many are you talking about bringing into, introducing them to, especially for that initial, you know, meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, it was a birthday party, and usually, like, my family, that's one of the things we do when we have birthday parties. We all get together, and, you know, you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, significant
other. Okay, wait, don't tell any stories yet. Don't tell any stories yet. But, okay, so you did about 6 months. First of all, we're not just going to skip over the fact that you just said 34 years. It took you 34 years to bring someone home. So,
oh, see, because I grew up around females.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just, one, you know, and when I say I grew up around females, there was about 6 or 7 females that I grew up around. So, you know, for me, you just have to be careful, one, who you bring around. And then two, because of the way I was raised and being around them, I just didn't want, you know, I just didn't want the drama, like, who is she, what is she doing, this, that, whatever. And, you know, so you, I didn't want all of those questions to be arised, you know, to come up. And then, honestly, I watched some of my cousins, and I watched them bring females around, and I watched how females kind of get attached to each other. And I just felt like if I wasn't that attached to them, I didn't want females in my family to be attached to somebody who I wasn't going to be involved with, because then they was always going to be around.
Yeah,
and then it would be problematic for me and anybody else.
Right.
So I was a little bit more mindful of the situation.
Wow.
In that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Plus, you know, me growing up, I grew up in a single family. So the other reason, too, was that I just didn't want to bring anybody around the family. Like, my mother, she, I think, in our life, my lifetime, I remember her having, well, it's my stepfather who she's been married to, and then it was some other dude that she brought around one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wasn't around when her and my father were together. So I really didn't see her bring a lot of dudes over, and if it was somebody significant or somebody important. So she did the same thing as well. And my father, you know, he had, you know, obviously my mother, but then he got married, and he's been with his wife since I was a kid. They got married when I think I was 9 or 10 years old. But so I always seen, you know, my parents have been, they weren't married, but they've been, you know, separate. I've always seen them, you know, with one person. It wasn't mm-hmm. like a multiple and out. So I think all of that together mm-hmm. is probably the you know, I might have just waited as long as I did. My sister mm-hmm. did the same thing too.
Mm.
So yeah, like, she that's only brought the dude that she's brought around is the dude that's, you know, her children's father, and, you know, and they live together and everything too. So I think that was just like a back of my family. I, you know, it was just the way we were and what we saw.
Hmm. But, well, that well, fortunately, that was a lesson well learned, and you waited until you felt like that was the one to bring home. So,
yeah, I think you have to fight for the person. Well, for me and in my situation, the female that I would have to bring to them, I would, you know, have to be like, yo, this is who I like. This is who I'm interested in, you know. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, I'm glad that they love her so much. I mean, they're willing to bring her into the family and kick me out, but I'm just saying, like, she's a cousin and a sister now. I'm like, god damn. But so no, you know, but you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes you just don't know what to expect when you bring someone around the first time.
Right.
So, you know, you do at a certain point, you know, if you feel comfortable, sometimes you have to take a stand for that person that you bring around and let people know, like, back off, this is how I do, this is who I want, and, you know, so that they understand and get it and they can be more comfortable with them. So, you know, I think it's a combination of, you know, it had to be a combination of both of those.
Okay. So let's go back to the initial meeting, not necessarily with you, but saying bringing someone home. I think it is, you know, customary to bring something to the dinner, whether it's like, I don't know, wine, desserts. It's a good way to ask if you can bring something. Most families are, you know, they'll say no, that's okay. But if you know that you're a person that likes to bring something, I would say wine, a card, I don't know necessarily flowers because you don't know if they have allergies, but you know, this can go either, you know, either way, whether a female is bringing a guy to meet her family or vice versa. Also, I don't know about offering to help the cook. A lot of people are funny about their kitchens, especially like African-American families so much. I mean, I'm not saying all, you know, some people are, you know, welcome you in the kitchen and say, hey, all the women in the kitchen and all the men, you know, go outside. Helping in the kitchen, you might just be, you know, be washing dishes or doing something real light just so that you can have, you know, converse with the family so they can get to know you and things of that nature. Do you have anything to?
So basically, if it's my family, yeah, I think I would have to let, you know, my significant other know, like, hey, this is what our family does. I would definitely prep them beforehand. So that they were aware of it. So if it's something that they weren't kind of comfortable with or whatever, like, you know, that's a conversation that needs to be definitely discussed prior, you know, and, you know, having an understanding of, look, this is how this works or just that, whatever. I mean, because you don't want to feel uncomfortable in any certain type of way because, you know, people can feel that vibe. And so, you know, it may stray or, you know, it can cause people to think a certain way about who you bring in. But definitely, I mean, I think, you know, you definitely need to have like conversations about that beforehand. And you have to, you know, you know with things like that, I think your family definitely, your significant other definitely needs to be aware of what's happening and what's occurring, because sometimes you just might not be with it and be like, look, I ain't really trying to do it right. And then, you know, that's, I don't know. And I think sometimes you just have to be careful. Like, it's sometimes meeting the family can be not meeting them in, you know, those big functions or those big settings. Sometimes, you know, meeting the family, you can, I think, can be done in, you know, multiple sections where you say, hey, me and my cousins are going to hang out. We're pretty cool. We can do it this way. And, you know, you get to meet the cousins, you know, and then, you know, if, you know, you want them to meet just mom and dad, you know, they can meet just mom and dad. And you guys have, you know, either out to dinner or something like that, where you have a gathering and you get to meet each other. And then, you know, that's another way where you can have that first initial guest who's coming to dinner. And then, you know, once you kind of get a feel and your family kind of gets a feel for them, then, you know, maybe you can start saying, okay, well, hey, our family does, you know, for Thanksgiving, this is what our family does. And, you know, I want you to come blah, 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 and whatever. Because I think then, you know, you give yourself a chance and I think you give your partner a chance to kind of get to know your family, get to know different people. And then those interactions that happen when everybody gets together won't be as, it won't make you as nervous because you're already comfortable with people and you already know who, you know, they are, and you already have a feel for each other and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, personally, I think that, you know, you should start small first before you do that whole big thing.
You know,
it's kind of like, what do you rather do? Would you rather learn how to swim in a pool, or would you rather just go ahead and deep sea dive in the ocean? Like, you know.
I think it all depends, like, on the family as well, because everybody doesn't have, like, a difficult family that they just don't want people to meet. I mean, yeah, my family can be very, very embarrassing. They can, you know, bring up stories and bring up, you know, ridiculousness. Yeah. Like, oh my God, you with her? Do you remember when you used to? And, you know, that kind of stuff can be really embarrassing. I don't even know why families do that. That's just...
It depends. Well, you know, because you get comfortable with people and, you know, you want them to feel comfortable too. But I think not only...
So you tell embarrassing stories? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people do that. And I don't, you know, and that's another reason why I wasn't bringing people around, because I just didn't know what my family was going to say. So, you know, because I, you know, but, you know, at the same time too, you also have to understand your partner.
And yeah.
You have to know if your partner is somebody who's into being around big crowds and being around people and stuff like that. And then you yourself have to be that type of person who knows what your family, who your family is, and, you know, how they are, and if that's going to actually work if you get all of them together and you bring, you know, your partner or whatever around. Like, some are cool like that, and some aren't. And then, you know, too, sometimes you have to be careful, because at the same time, you know, you both, I think, you both have to be on the same page as far as, like, okay, Is this just meeting a family, or is this like, you know, something where we are establishing the fact that we are going to be together, so we are meeting the families, and you know, because you can have a partner who is just like, look, I always, like you said, I'll always bring people around, but then on the flip side, your partner or whoever you're bringing might look at it whereas this is a bonding thing, and so, you know, you have mixed signals there, and it could, you know, lead into something that, or it could either make or break that relationship, because, you know, one person might be looking at it as, okay, this is getting really serious. Another person is like, whoa, hey, wait a minute. It's not that serious. This is just what I do. So I think before you bring anybody over, I think there's a couple of things that you have to establish with the person that you're with. I mean, one, you know, is this something that your family just always does? You know, is this something, are we doing this because we are trying to bring our relationship further? And then, you know, one of the main things is, you know, is this something that we're both ready for? And if we're both not ready for it, does that mean that, what is this, how is that going to affect our relationship? Does that mean we just pause until we get comfortable, or how do we work or get to that point where we can both say, okay, hey, you know, we are doing this because, you know, this is what we both decided, and this is what we agree on.
So those are good points where couples, you know, would have to know their boundaries, although you do learn about your significant other when you bring them into different situations, such as that meeting your family. Regardless of how your family is how they react to the situation is something new that you learn about your partner, even though that you have taken the time to get to know them and you could prep them all you want to. But then when it actually comes into the situation, sometimes you can't predict the outcome. And so that way you learn more about your partner. And sometimes that makes the decision whether you want to go further or not. You know, cause a lot of people meet their families and they're like, you know what? Hell no, I'm not getting into that. I don't want that. You know, I mean, you're a nice person, but your family, I can't do. So that,
you know, the flip side, they might say the same thing about your family when they meet them.
Exactly. So, I think, you know, we were talking about, you know, offering to cook. So as far as bonding in the, and, you know, different situations where your, you know, families may accept you, you know, come on in the kitchen and help, you know, help the women. There are some families that are like that. And then, you know, you go with the men or, you know, vice versa or whatever, and have that bonding time so they can get to know this person that is with their, you know, with their daughter or their son or whatever. So the next point is like, if you're offered a drink and you know you like to drink and you know you like get kind of crazy when you get drunk, the best advice would be not to get too relaxed around the family unless you know you're all the way in. I would not, if I'm offered a drink, I would respectfully decline and, you know, just try to be around the family and get to know them. There are families that won't offer you that. Or if you're a person that likes to drink during the holidays and they don't, I would suggest not drinking because you're in their house and, you know, you can do whatever you need to do outside or before you get there. But don't get too tipsy because, you know, some people do need some liquid courage to meet new people.
That is true. I don't know. I think that, yeah, and I think that's a personal thing, too.
Yeah, that's a personal thing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, you do have to know yourself. You do have to know, you know, what your limitations are and how you can handle it and, you know, your comfort level with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, if, you know, somebody asked me if I wanted something to drink, especially if, you know, it's my first time meeting them, yeah, I'm going to ask for some juice. But, you know, that's just what I'm going to do. But if you say, hey, do you want a bill? You know, do you drink this, that, whatever? And y'all start pulling out bottles. Okay, well, you know, well, let's get this party started. But so, you know, it's a situational thing. Like, yeah, I wouldn't say guzzle down the whole bottle. But, you know, if you taking a drink and, you know, they get a drink and then they get another drink and they offer you another drink and you want another drink, I don't see what's wrong with that. But, you know, yeah, but you do. You definitely have to, you know, be aware. And you do. You don't want to. I mean, you don't want to do anything to embarrass yourself, but at the same time, you want to have a good time. And you, you know, if that's how families get together and that's what they do, because I know my family does it all the time. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just a sign of courtesy or, you know, just like a, you know, kind gesture. But yeah, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't.
Right. So another pointer I would say is if you are going to meet your significant other's family, I would say keep it true. Be yourself. I'm not, don't be disrespectful, but be yourself. And because the reason why I say be yourself, because if you end up with this person, you're whatever facade that you are putting on, that's what they meant and that's what they're used to. But if you're yourself, then you have no apologies. You know, whether they like you or not, it's who you are. So I think that being yourself is very important because, first of all, you should be being yourself anyway with the person that you're with. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, you should be yourself anyway. So especially meeting the family. Sometimes people put on this, I don't know, I guess because they're nervous. You kind of like see this side of them that you ain't never seen before when they meet your family. And it's like, who is this? And, you know, mm-hmm. I think it's mostly nervousness that comes upon them. But for the most part, you know, once they get relaxed or once the family sees that they are relaxed, they can go ahead and be themselves when meeting the family. So what type of tips would you give to gentlemen out there or anyone out there that is bringing someone home?
The first piece of advice that I would give them is, you know, one, definitely make sure that, you know, this person that you're bringing home is somebody that, you are comfortable with bringing around your family. Two, which is very close to similar to one, understand the person that you are bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the person that you are with and understand how they relate to other people. And the type of person that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be mindful of when you say you want to bring them or you want to bring them and introduce them to your family. Just be mindful of who you bring them around kind of like initially or, you know, whatever, like, you know, because everybody is different.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if it's somebody that you want to bring around your family, somebody that you're comfortable with, you have to understand who they are and how they deal with that and how they look at that. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, you bringing them around, that's, you know, a component. And then two, the type of person that they are. Everybody's not outgoing. Everybody doesn't, you know, just feel comfortable being around people all the time and stuff
yes.
like that.
It's funny you say that because our last episode was about dating as an introvert. And she was an actual introvert, the one that I was, the one that was co-hosting with me. And Dr. Kia Thomas. And she was saying that, you know, her being an introvert, she only has energy to, when she goes out, her energy is pretty much drawn from her. So she can only give people so much when she goes out. And that's most introverts. So like you were saying, you know, that person dealing with crowds and all that kind of stuff, that she's a small crowd type person, one-on-one, really good. But, if you're, you know, trying to bring her to a big, you know, a big old party, she may be mm-hmm. like in the corner somewhere, you know, just
right.
trying exactly. to preserve her energy that she has. So that makes sense. You do need to know the person that you're with.
Yeah. And then I think lastly, the other thing you have to know and just verify is the significance of you bringing them to your family, you know, knowing your family, your values, your family values, and understanding how all of that comes into play and whether or not, you know, you, whether or not one, you're ready for that, whether or not, you know, you, your significant other is, and whether or not both of you are ready for that. And then two, you know, whether or not your families are going to be, you know, how your families are going to be able to handle that and take care of that too. You know, because again, there's different dynamics that come into play with families and things like that. So you just have to be very mindful of, that situation, especially when you're bringing people around, so that, you know, everybody's kind of aware of, you know, the situation and who that person is to you and how they relate to the family, you know. Mm-hmm. So
those are good points. Very, very good points. So, like I said, this is around the time that everybody brings someone, either bring someone home so the family can meet them, or the family already knows them and they are ready to propose, or, you know, this is the high season of being proposed to, Thanksgiving, Christmas time of being proposed to. So would you have any, I don't know, tips for someone who is bringing home someone to propose to them? But I mean, those were good tips on someone if you're bringing them home to meet the family.
Yeah, no, I don't, I mean to be honest with you, man, please, you better I would say, listen, they need to be around your family a lot more than the first time for you to be going down on bended knee, because that, man, that's whoo.
How do you feel about marriage?
Huh?
How do you feel about it?
You just need to make sure that you and the person that you are planning on marrying are, you know, are a match, and that, you know, that is, marriage is to me, you know, something that's forever.
With so you, not necessarily with your family, right?
I mean, with my family too. I mean, it's
so,
you know,
it wouldn't matter. So say if you, your significant,
yeah, it does matter. Yeah, I mean, I can't walk in to. I mean, I got different sections of my family, and I, to be honest with you, well, not different sections, but, you know,
yeah,
you know, different sides and everything. I just can't walk in, like, even now that I think we kind of been going on, actually, it'll be 2 years coming up in like a month. But I just can't walk in to Thanksgiving or Christmas right now and go on the knee and say, hey, will you marry me? Everybody going to look at me like I'm crazy as hell, even her. So, you know, you things like that, I mean, you have
need to make sure.
Yeah, you definitely need to make sure.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, that's good. That's good enough advice. Just make sure that's the one that you want to marry.
Yeah, and talk to some people in your family first about it before you start doing that. And maybe some on the other side too, just so it's just,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because you marry her, you marry her family, and vice versa.
Right, true. That might not go too well, especially if you do it over there, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I got you. So, this part of the show, we did talk about, you know, basically bringing someone home. You gave, you know, a lot of examples as to what it is to expect bringing someone home, and, you know, making sure that you know that person, spending bonding time with the family, bringing something to them. Whether it be wine, flowers, I wouldn't do flowers though, unless you've spoken with them and they, you know, mention that they like flowers, a card or something like that to the family if you're just meeting them. And then you gave some good pointers as to what it is, you know, the things to look for, the things, you know, to make sure of before you bring that person home. And even if you're going to propose to this person at this time, because, you know, this is the high season. And if you're going to propose to this person at this time, make sure that they are the one that you want to be with, and know that you are marrying her and her family, and vice versa. So do you have like any stories for us?
Well, actually not. I mean, like I said, you live and learn. So there's been, you know, like small things that I've picked up on. I mean, I don't have too many because I've only brought one around. So I wish I had more to share, but no, I mean, it was just, like I said, I learned from watching, you know, a lot of my cousins and how they, you know, interacted and things that they did as far as bringing females and stuff around, and some of the situations and problems that arise with them that they had to deal with. So, you know, just in case, a couple of things, like, you know, when you bring, you know, females around other females, and those females bond and they establish a relationship with each other, and, you know, it could be a girlfriend, this, that, whatever, you know, when, you know, sometimes it can become a problem, because if that friendship is established with them, and all of a sudden your relationship doesn't work out, you know, and depending on how that female deals with it, I mean, she could use your family to still kind of be around you and to still kind of see what you're doing. And that could create problems, which I've seen for, you know, you and the girl that you're with, you mm-hmm. know, and, you know, that can cause damage to your relationship, you know. And then sometimes you will have females in your family defending, you know, the girl that you was with, you know, not knowing the whole situation or the whole story, but, you know, based off of prejudice and biases that they know about you and based off of what that female told you. So sometimes it can cause rifts in family too. So you just, you know, you really have to be careful of who you bring around and introduce your family. And then, you know, allowing your family to know, like, hey, this ain't working, or this ain't it is what it is, this, that, whatever, the third. You know, and then sometimes I think you just need to listen to the advice that you have with sometimes what, you know, the females tell you, because sometimes it's hard for females. I'm coming from a guy's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I noticed that sometimes it's hard for females sometimes to kind of bond with girlfriends or somebody that you may feel like is important to you, especially if you had a lot of significant others, or, you know, you brought a lot of females around to the family, because they don't know who, you know, how long they're going to be around, or if it's just somebody that you just messing around with or whatever, and, you know, how you look at them, and, you know, so it can make, you know, your partner or whatever feel uncomfortable and stuff like that too. So you just have to really be mindful of mm-hmm. who you bring around and what their purpose is, and identifying how, what their relationship or what you guys' relationship really is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody's kind of like on the same page, and, yeah. and, you know, is actually aware of it. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong. Like, if you just a friends or whatever, and, you know, you bring somebody over, they chill, they come watch a movie, and then they go on. Like, it's nothing. Like, if your friends, your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's your girlfriend, you know, then that needs to be known, you know. But at the same time, don't bring your girlfriend around and then you bring your friend around all at the same time. Like, that's confusing to people. And, you know, it's just, it creates situations and it creates problems that, as a guy, I don't think you really want. It might look good to you, but in the long run, you know, it's a headache. So,
yeah,
you know,
understandable. You just have to be careful. Kissables, I hope that you got something from this, you know, preparing yourself to bring someone home. Make sure you're ready. Make sure to prepare them for anything, any conversations, that crazy uncle, that crazy auntie, whatever. Make sure to prepare them. Any dietary preferences, make sure your significant other, whoever you bring home, make sure, you know, you prepare that for them. You're preparing them to meet the family, what to expect. Especially if it's different cultures, because everybody is, you know, some people date outside the culture. And if it's different cultures, especially what to expect, how to greet the parents, and, you know, all that stuff. And basically just making them feel comfortable as much as they can. And, you know, vice versa, you know, just trying to get to know each other and bond in that short amount of time. So I hope that you all enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Damon, for doing this show with us.
You are very welcome.
I really appreciate it. And Kissables, it does not. Oh, absolutely. So Kissables, the conversation does not stop here. Make sure to go to our website or over to our Facebook page, Kissable Nights, or our focus group, which is open for anybody. You can go ahead and continue the conversation there. Ultimately, we will have it all on our site. We're working on it. And you know what would be a really great thing? Those of you who are listening out there, Canada, I see you. Canada is really, really listening. I am so, like, I'm excited. I'm so excited. Go to our Facebook page, leave a message, let us know what you think about the show. Anything that you would like to hear, or, you know, us to discuss or talk about, that would be great. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Kissable Diva. Thanking you for tuning in to Kissable Nights Podcast, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships after dark. Remember to tune in every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to please keep it kissable. Have a great night, y'all.